I don't believe that when you read the Gospels, you're reading stories that were eyewitness accounts of a person named Jesus of history. I don't believe anybody ever, for example, took 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000 people. I don't believe that's possible to do. I don't think Jesus ever preached the Sermon on the Mount, for example. Matthew created that. That comes out of years of biblical scholarship that most people have never had an opportunity to hear about. I don't think any of them are written by eyewitnesses. I don't think people understand that. But I think that the biggest mistake that we Christians make is that we read these books as if they're either history or biography.
When I was in theological seminary, I had a professor of systematic theology by the name of T.A. Cantonin. He said, "I always wanted to become famous." And then it occurred to me that to become famous in theology means to present something new and different. But if I present something new and different after 2,000 years of Christian theology, this is bound to be heresy. And therefore, I have decided not to become famous.